Accessing.
When TV and radio collide.
Love it. Wow.
This is what you get. You're listening to JJ and Alex. Presented by G2G Bars.
Don't touch that dial.
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's an exciting day for the state of Utah. I think we haven't had this moment since I remember when the Jazz came. At least people tell me the 1979 is when they came to Utah. And so this is a big day and it's a big moment.
At least people tell me that's when they showed up to the state of Utah. I don't know. Because that was the year he was born, right?
Yes.
So that's what they tell me. I think we're all going to be able to remember. Look, it is. It's cool. Be able to roll out the time that Utah announced it. Here's the other thing. Think of all the things that have been announced here for the state of Utah. Olympics, even like the NBA All-Star game, which is...
Those are events. This is different.
Right. But think about how far in advance we had known about those things.
Right.
The day they were announced, the Olympics was announced in 95, right? And they came in 2002. The NBA All-Star game that we had last year, that was like 5 years ago it was announced, right?
2019 was
when
and then it was 2023 when it happened.
It's like a four-year lead time.
Yeah.
I don't think you understand how amazing this is.
It's incredible.
To have a turnaround like this. And you heard Travis Yost earlier talking on our program. If you missed that conversation we had, he works for TSN and his byline is with them and he does a phenomenal job. And TSN is the ESPN of Canada. And he said, look, this is an all-hands-on-deck deal because 6 months of lead time to be able to relocate a team, basically, essentially install an expansion team, that's what it feels like, is crazy. And so the league is working at a fever pitch. Ryan and Ashley Smith and their whole group are going to be working at a fever pitch. The good news is, this is when you ask dad for money, right? This is when you go, hey, can I borrow that $20? Go to the movies? You're going to get a lot more yeses right now than you're going to get in 4 or 5 years. That's the way it works. And you know what? We're going to be excited about it. Playoff hockey's firing up here in the studio right now between the Bruins and the Maple Leafs. This could be us, JJ.
1 year from
now. At this time right now.
Yeah.
And I know that the whiteout was a big thing that they did in Arizona for the Coyotes, right? But that came from the original Winnipeg
franchise. That is a
Winnipeg thing,
yeah.
So you know what they're going to freaking do? They're going to keep it going here. If there's something we like,
Why not?
To wear the same color shirt at an event here in the state of
Utah.
We're
good at that. We've mastered
what is it?
That.
What is it, a blackout? What is it, a whiteout? We're doing it. We will be there. Our program is always brought to you by G2G Bars. All natural ingredients and no preservatives make the G2G Bar the perfect protein bar. Try one today. Holiday Oil, Maverick, Associated Foods, Costco, among so many other places you can find it. Give it a shot. Let's kick off the program as we always like to do. We'll jump in right here with the cut, and we'll get to some more of this sound about this NHL team coming to Utah. So let's jump in right here.
It's time for the biggest story of the day. This is What Made the Cut with JJ and Alex on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The Cut, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, local trusted financial fiduciaries, 801-899-7600 or TrajanWealth.com. Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, is one of these guys. By the way, is his salary between $60 and $80 million a year? Or is that just Roger Goodell?
Not even close.
Gary Bettman, he's pulling in a lot less than...
You want me to tell? I mean, I can tell you.
Oh, you know what it is?
I do.
What is it?
It's annually $9.6
million. Not bad. Just a tenth of what...
the NHL is not the NFL.
No, it is not.
Sure.
It is not. But, and that's what it was interesting too, what Travis Yost brought up, and maybe you heard this when he brought up, he said, a place that relies... I mean, the NHL relies so much on that gate. They rely so much on fans showing up to these games for revenue. That's a huge deal. That's why... The experiment down in the desert that lasted almost three decades really came to a close is because you getting 4,500 people into a stadium and then saying that's where we're going to be at for the next three or four seasons is not going to cut it. This is a league not just one singular franchise. This is a league that relies on people showing up. And when you don't have an arena for them to show up to, that's a problem. And that's why Utah is also very attractive, because getting an arena here is not an impossibility like it was down there in Phoenix. So at the end of everything, here's what Gary Bettman had to say. Here's what he said about that process in terms of the speed of getting things figured out to move the Coyotes from Phoenix to Utah.
The first conversation that I had about what we were contemplating doing with the owner of the Coyotes was on March 6th of this year, not a year ago. And took him a couple of weeks to get his arms around it. So really, in the space of about a month, the unimaginable has been accomplished. And that's a testament to the two of you. And that's just another reason we're so thrilled to have you in the game.
It's one thing to say, hey, this has been a long time coming. It's another to say, to approach a, you know, an owner who could have their heels dug in, to say, I'm not moving a thing. You're going to have to vote me out of there. And you're going to have to, you know, I'm over my dead body. You're taking this team away from me. And the NHL and Ryan and Ashley Smith did a phenomenal job. And they have the ability to be able to make it quick. But it is going to be a tall task. And I think that one of those tasks, JJ, the thing that makes me the most nervous is convincing some of these guys. I was listening to a podcast today where one of these guys who covered the Coyotes was like, listen, I know that it's a lot of happiness for the folks up there in Utah. And, you know, we've heard a lot of people say, yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, it should be cool there in Salt Lake. We used to drive through there on my way down to Arizona, you know, from Canada when we'd come out. We heard some players say that.
Yeah, it was the goalie, yeah.
They were like, make no mistake about it, a lot of these people are not happy about having to live in Salt Lake. And I thought, oh, boy, where is this coming from?
Nah.
Where is that coming from? Where is the attitude coming from? Is it coming from a place of bitterness from a guy who probably is losing his gig down there in Phoenix? Probably. But there is that part of us, JJ. We still have a hard time thinking that people want to be here in Utah. That's us. That's going to be our identity forever, is we're always going to have that chip on our shoulder of, do you like us?
Yep.
And that's where we're going to live a little bit, I think, for certainly at the front end of this NHL team being here.
That's fine. And we want people to like us. That's the whole deal with this. The whole point of what Ryan Smith is trying to do is to show people that Utah's great, like we know it is. So, you know, do we have a little bit of that complex? Absolutely. Because we have been looked down and we have been small. Not anymore. That's why this is such a significant thing, is because the more opportunities that this state has to take on challenges like this, to bring in one of the big four on top of what we already have with the Jazz, and the potential for Major League Baseball to do the same as the Larry H. Miller company is prepared for that move when the time comes. And I believe they're going to nail it, and I believe that's going to happen. I believe by the 2030s, we're going to have three of the four big four here in Utah. And that's incredible. It's part of the growth process. And we're growing. And now is an opportunity for everybody here to respond to this in a positive way and latch on to this sport. Hockey's not new to Utah. We've had hockey for a long time. Utah Grizzlies, they've maintained winning seasons over and over and over again for many years. But there's a difference with NHL level of hockey, the best hockey players in the world coming here. Think about this. And then these guys are coming to the end of their careers, but Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin are going to play NHL hockey games in Utah. You think of the best players in the league. Austin Matthews of the Toronto Maple Leafs is going to make one visit a year here to Utah. There's potential to develop rivalries with teams like the Colorado Avalanche, maybe the Las Vegas Golden Knights, even though they're in a different division. There's a lot of opportunities here for things that we never thought were possible, that we've never even considered or thought about. It's mind-blowing to think of all the opportunities that are coming with this announcement that the NHL is coming here. It's a lot of exciting things to look forward to.
I wonder, too, I mean, all of the talk about whether or not, you know, a franchise could survive here or do well here or thrive or whatever, I mean, the reality is we won't know until it happens, right? We can say, oh, I think we're prime. I think we're ready.
Have the Jazz struggled here?
No, and that's the point.
So why do people keep asking
this? I know, right? But then there's the one that no one can wrap their heads around with the NFL. I'm not. This is not me on a soapbox going, yeah, but bring the NFL here. But why would it be so impossible? 5 years ago, if you'd have said an NHL team was going to come here, you'd go, yeah, not while I'm alive. But yet here we are. And on the cusp of a Major League Baseball team in the next 5 or 8 years also coming here.
We have weekends in October where we have 50,000 fans at Rice-Eccles Stadium, 65 at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and those aren't crossovers. Right. We know that.
Okay, no, you're the best person to ask this. Hold on. As the TV guy here, you are privy to all the ratings and things like that. From an Olympic standpoint, we're always like the biggest market, bar none, when it comes to Olympic, you know, NBC affiliates
especially across the country. Yeah.
Especially the winter ones, right?
For good reason.
When it comes to, and Sunday Night Football, Football Night in America and Sunday Night Football on NBC are untouched when it comes to ratings. And in 2024, it's crazy to be like, oh, it's by far and above anything else that's on television.
Yeah. Sunday Night Football on NBC is the highest rated TV show.
Where are we, though, as a market watching those programs? Are we right there with everybody?
With the NFL?
Yes. We don't draw the same numbers.
No, because we're not an NFL market and we're not as NFL hungry as some of those other places that have teams. But that doesn't mean that don't get this twisted, okay? Now, do we have the same type of rating share as Buffalo, New York, or Nashville or Pittsburgh? Probably not. No. Do we still have massive ratings on NFL Sundays? Yes. Because NFL is king. So I hope that answered your question. We do not have the same ratings numbers as other markets, but we are awesome. And people here love football, and it shows every Sunday night. And even, you know, throughout the week, whenever else they're watched.
See, that's all. See, that's all I wanted to know.
That's
like,
the king.
Because the NFL is that thing that, even though we aren't a quote-unquote NFL market here, we still have a massive amount.
We don't have a team, and we're still tuning in.
Right. We don't have a singular team, but we have a lot of people who watch the NFL.
Exactly.
Because you have – it's not like they go, oh, because if you would have told me, like, oh, yeah, the ratings for the NHL here in Utah aren't actually very good at all, we're not going to do well. If it was just based off of that, it would be insane. But guess what? If you were to compare NFL ratings to and how much people watch it here versus how much people watch hockey here on TV – it would be the NFL would blow it out of the water. I'm not trying to make a pitch that the NFL needs to end up coming here, but what I will say is that things will look very different here in the state of Utah in the year 2034 when the Olympics are here, right?
No question about it. When a team comes to town that's playing the highest level of any sport and it has your state or your city's name on the front of the jersey and they're representing our community and you get behind that team, it changes everything, and you've already seen it with almost 30,000 season ticket deposits since the announcement was made on Thursday.
How's that work, by the way?
That's a good question. It's market demand. There's only so many seats.
14,000
fans. I'll
tell
you what it means, Alex, is the ticket prices went way up.
That's like when you put
way
that,
up.
It's like when you put that reservation down for that car that might be coming out. You probably actually don't buy it, though. You just put the reservation down.
Yeah.
Maybe in the end when they go, awesome, due today is another $17,000. Yeah. You go, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's when we really start to find it out.
I want my $100 back. Yeah. But there's a lot of people that are going to hold on to it. They're ready to go. I've talked to people this past week that aren't interested in the Jazz that are way fired up about this. And that's totally okay because there's enough people in this market. And to get back to my point I was making earlier, we've seen proof of it in our own market. Is because you can have a Saturday where the Utes are playing at Rice-Eccles Stadium, BYU is playing at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and Real Salt Lake has a home game at America First Field, 20,000 people.
Yeah.
And the Jazz are playing, 18,000, and everybody's places are full. And there's very little crossover, to be quite honest. BYU fans are BYU fans. They're not interested as much in the Jazz. Jazz fans are Jazz fans. The hockey fans are going to be hockey fans. You're adding all these. You're going to have NHL games now possibly in the mix there. Obviously, the Jazz and the NHL team can't play at the same time. I get that. But you're going to have weekends either or. So this is going to continue, and you're going to see that they sell out over and over and over again for this new hockey team. And we don't even know the name, and we haven't seen the team on the ice yet. The nice fun thing is we did see the team last year with the Arizona Coyotes, so we know who those players are coming over. We know who the head coach is. So that's going to be a little bit more different than an expansion team, but not really, because how many of you listening right now give a crap about the Arizona Coyotes last year? You didn't watch those games. So you're gonna get to know this team just like it was an expansion team. It's going to have an expansion feel to it, even though these guys have played together and they were teammates, and the coach and the GM is the same. You would prefer to have an expansion team because you build it on your own, and then the expansion draft and the way it happens in the NHL is very beneficial, as we've seen with the Kraken and the Golden Knights. But it's going to have an expansion feel to it, and this team with young players and prospects and cap space with the money to spend is going to be able to become good fast. And this team could be playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs next year. Can you imagine year one having what essentially is, in our minds, an expansion franchise, but it isn't. But it is. It's a new franchise making the Stanley Cup playoffs in year one. I mean, people here would go absolutely nuts. You will go absolutely nuts for the Stanley Cup playoffs. We've seen what fans do for Jazz playoffs. Okay, I think it'll top it. I believe that.
All right, so let me play something else that Ryan Smith said in that press conference that I really loved, which is about kind of the idea of what this could be in terms of a moment for us here in Salt Lake and what that could look like to look back on as they try to kind of figure out a way to make the capital city here in Utah an even bigger deal and revitalize it. I think we've done a lot to revitalize it from the time that even you and I started working here 20 years ago. It was not a good place then. It's gotten better, but it still could improve. Here's what he said about revitalizing Salt Lake and what this team could do for that.
If I look back 30 years from now and we're sitting here going, hey, wait, we were part, and the NHL was part of this massive movement to reimagine downtown to something that we all can be proud of. And that's what this is about. And so I'll admit that wasn't my first strategy, but I try to be pretty open, and you know, we have incredible people running this state. And so we're all going to do it together. It's not going to be easy, but we do big things, and that's what Utah's about. And you can kind of see the vision. And I hope we get to a point where we can roll that out to everyone.
He only said that because the governor was in the room. People running this state here.
This stuff doesn't happen without that.
I know,
like
I know.
I'm not judging. I'm not criticizing. Hey,
whatever you can do to get it here, man.
Some of the National Hockey people were like, "Why are there so many? Why are they introducing so many people? Why do we have to hear? I don't care who all these people are. I just want to hear from Ryan Smith." Well, no. Ashley was great on Friday. She was absolutely awesome, and talked about winning a Stanley Cup. We want to hear from her and see Ashley. She's definitely a part of this. And you had Gary Bettman, but this stuff doesn't happen without the support of the governor and the mayor and the county mayor and the legislature. And I mentioned this while you were gone. Is this heated up? It's not lost on anybody how important it was to have the support of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in this process and backing what's happening, the rejuvenation of this downtown area. There's a lot of people with a lot at stake here, and it matters to our community that this gets done right and this area is revitalized. It matters, and there's an effort here to do that, and hopefully this will benefit everybody involved.
We talked about this when it happened, but I had never seen an official communication from the church.
No.
That mentioned a sports team.
Ever.
Ever. And that's not insignificant, right? So, yeah, you see why see that would be important and why it matters.
It matters. Right? It all that matters, the support of all those people that were there on Friday, they're important. They matter in order to make this this done.
You know who's shaking in their boots now? The Diamondbacks. Because I'm not kidding. They had to put a statement out on Friday. Ken Kendrick, their like managing partner and GM, he's all, look, and we just let us reaffirm our commitment. And you're like, you don't have to say that.
That's weird. Feeling a little insecure.
Why did you say something? Oh, we think it's important to have teams here in the Valley. And we're all, we do too. We say the same thing about our Valley.
In fact, sir, we're looking for a Major League Baseball team.
Listen, if it
works
out.
Are you looking to sell?
If it works out, Why can't Utah be the place that we pick up your scraps and we turn it into a gourmet meal?
Can you imagine that?
Why not?
Hey, BYU stole their assistant coach, too.
Yeah, man.
Ryan Smith's just going to continue to plunder Phoenix for teams and talent.
Does Devin Booker have any NIL available we could hook him up with down in Provo? They some eligibility?
Let's work something out.
Figure it out, guys. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. When we do, we've got more to chat about. We've got our NFL roundup, which, of course, has a lot to do with Zach Wilson moving on from New York. It's not going to be Broadway Zach anymore. Sorry, everybody. But Broncos country, let's ride, everybody. Come on. At the very least, you can say this is a better deal than getting Russell Wilson in there. All right? Stay with us. More to go around the corner. 97.5 BKSL Sports Zone.
Thanks.
All the latest news and notes from the league and the locals in the NFL. JJ and Alex bring you the NFL Blitz on 97.5 BKSL Sports Zone.
Mere days away from the NFL draft, starting up on the 25th. Tomorrow, we're going to go full on and have a draft preview, NFL draft preview right here. Sly is going to join us again, give us his thoughts on some of these, not just locals in the NFL, which you guys do such a phenomenal job with, JJ, across the board. And it's a long list this year of guys who could be drafted.
Yep.
And, of course, we'll have all of that plus all the other hype and pomp and circumstance.
We'll discuss
Caleb draft.
Williams. We'll talk about the quarterbacks. It won't just be – we'll definitely focus a lot on the local players that you know and love here, but we'll also talk about the draft in general, some of the quarterback situations there, and the teams that really need to hit it in this draft. There's a number of teams that, if they get this draft right, could vault themselves right back into contention status.
We'll also be streaming it on KSLSports.com, where you can be able to watch the in-studio feed of it. You'll be able to see our mugs on there, but also some of the highlights of some of these players we're going to be talking about as well. Long list of locals and, of course, a quarterback class that we're hoping that are not like the quarterbacks of the 2021 class. Mm. But that time will tell. And it's becoming more and more frequent. Not very much time will tell because teams will pull triggers on these guys now.
Think about Zach Wilson, for instance. I mean, he was drafted in 2021. He's already on his second team as a number two overall pick.
Right.
Wow. I mean, there's just no time. And he was thrown right to the Wolves, right out of the gate.
Insane.
Look, compare that to Jordan Love, who was eased into it, and look at the success difference. But that's the Green Bay Packers organization, which is class. And you got the Jets, who are a dumpster fire. I'd rather go 27th in the first round than second overall because you see the difference if you go to the right place.
Yeah, I've said this for a long time. The Jets are the Arizona Coyotes of the NFL.
You have been saying that for a long time.
Better move him out here to Utah. We'll give it a shot. Tom Brady and his Netflix special, Greatest Roast of All Time, is going to be coming out on May. It's going to be live, which is very, very nerve-wracking. What do you have to pay Tom Brady to be able to say, hey, we're going to get you on Netflix, and we're going to have a bunch of people make fun of you for a couple hours? You cool with that? Because they have to be paying him for this, obviously.
I would think so.
Netflix is going to be paying a massive premium to be able to get this thing anyway. I don't know how many subscriptions they're going to get for people doing this, but Tom Brady being roasted is a new one for us, I guess. I don't know. Would this make you watch a Netflix live special?
100%. I'm all in.
All right.
I love roast. Jeff Ross is going to be there. So
King of roast,
if Jeff
right?
Ross is there, yeah. You know he's bringing his friends. Kevin Hart's in.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
Lisa Lampanelli the other one who's always there?
Is she still with us?
How dare you? That's my move. You know I'm the person who kills people on this program. No, but she is still with us.
I think she's probably a little past her comedy prime.
She's the queen of roast.
I'm sure Nikki Glaser's going to be there.
Wow.
Whitney Cummings, right?
Oh, yeah, that's
got to be
her
there.
Thing. Yeah.
Natasha Leggero, she's always in there.
Please tell. Okay. True or false, Gisele Bündchen will be there.
Now I'm definitely
now
in.
Now I'm in.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
Yes,
Giselle
I can.
Going up there and just
yes,
absolutely one sick burn after another.
The problem is they always go, oh. Well, roast. Hey, you guys got to understand, roast's nothing personal. It's just a roast. She's like, no, it's everything personal.
Well, that would make it great.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the best roast.
You can't do it. It can't be a true roast if you don't invite somebody who really wants to roast the guy.
You got to do something that's going to rock the boat a little bit. It is a roast after all. You're trying to push the boundaries there.
Yeah. Problem is his kids are going to watch it. Probably not live. You can't let them watch it live. Oh, my heavens. Please tell me Giselle's going to be there. That's it. Please. Hey, Jeremy. Just do a little bit of internet sleuthing. See if she's listed on the potential guests. Even potential guests. I'm on board. I just can't see it being.
There are surprise guests yet to be announced.
Yeah. Listen, if... Okay, hold on. I actually have the best scenario worked out. Okay. JJ, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Out walks Giselle Bundchen from one side of the stage. Please welcome former Tom Brady wife, Giselle Bundchen. And then on stage... So that's stage left. Stage right, Antonio Brown.
AB.
Who, of course, was rumored to have possibly had a relationship with Giselle.
Gross.
Come on.
Here's what I want to see. I want this. This is my dream. I like yours. Here's my dream. So Tom Brady's there, and he's at the stage, and all of a sudden, they pan. They're off camera, and all of a sudden they come back to camera, and behind him, like the Undertaker to The Rock at WWE, is Bill Belichick.
Yes! You know what?
The Emperor.
Yes. Tom's looking all regal.
And I want Bill Belichick to come out and tell jokes. As bad as it may be, yeah. I don't care. If he bombs, I don't care. I want Bill Belichick roasting Tom Brady. Give it to me, Netflix.
Yeah. How does that meme usually end up, too? It's with The Undertaker with the choke slam on The Rock, right?
It's time. It's go time.
We got to get the choke slam.
I want to see Bill Belichick with the hoodie over the head. Just like Undertaker.
I don't know why they haven't gotten us right in this thing. All right?
Make it happen.
We'll just, come on. Just let it sell out. If you're going to make it a big deal, then make it a big deal. Don't go halfway. So there you go. The Patriots apparently are not locked into a quarterback at the number three spot, even though they've gotten rid of all quarterbacks. Is that right? I don't know who's on the roster still for the is Bailey Zappe still with him? Is he still with us?
Bailey Zappe? You did it. Welcome back, Alex. I know you're truly back.
Bailey Zappe?
You can't go a show without killing somebody.
Hey, I just want to know, like, he survived that entire...
Jeremy, he's truly back. He's in the chair now.
Welcome.
Bailey Zappe, I mean, because honestly, the fact that anybody survived that calling, right, of that whole group... Like
that team beat my Broncos.
Kay.
Jacoby Brissett.
Wow.
Current QB1.
Okay. Oh yeah. I mean, hey, look. He's had some year. I mean, he's had a good. He had
solid
a good half of a year.
NFL quarterback. Yes. Solid.
He had
solid.
He had a great half of a year with the Colts.
Nathan Rourke.
If you would have said, "Is this a real name or not?" I would have said false.
Right.
What did you say his name was? Mickey
Nathan
Rourke?
Nathan Rourke.
Oh, Nathan, don't call me Mickey Rourke. Also a quarterback on the roster, JJ. So there you go.
All right.
Next up. Oh, the Raiders apparently might be looking to get Michael Penix Jr. at that 13th spot.
That makes sense. That feels right, doesn't it?
That's actually an uncharacteristic, like, solid choice for the Raiders.
It would be very un-Raider-like, but it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I like that move. I like that move for my guy, Michael Penix Jr. And for Lloyd. I think that's a good move for Lloyd. And his guys. The Raiders. A pick of a guy. But, you know, they'll screw it up and they'll pick, like, some rando who's supposed to go in the third round and they pick him in the first round. It's fine.
Because he was fast.
Because he's really fast. Caleb Williams says he wants a long career. The Bears says he wants to beat Tom Brady's record by winning 8 Super Bowls with Chicago.
Caleb. We all want, we can dream. You know what? I think he's going to be really good.
Yeah. You know what?
You're not winning. If you win one Super Bowl in Chicago, you're going to the Hall of Fame. I'm dead serious.
Invite Caleb Williams to the roast of Tom Brady, but just turn out roasting him, please. For that comment alone. And finally, longtime quarterback, longtime NFL quarterback, longtime Falcons quarterback, Matt Ryan, officially retiring from the NFL after playing for 15 seasons. Long, illustrious career, of course. Matt Ryan, on the career passing numbers list. Let me see here.
Is Matt Ryan a Hall of Famer?
The answer should be yes. But we didn't.
He's most known for choking a Super Bowl. I don't know if he's going to have enough support to get there. It's going to be one of those.
Hold on.
I mean, is Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer?
See, but that's I think we're mixing it up here.
Played 15 years in the league. They were good, but were they great?
See, but the difference between Rivers and I'm trying to find exactly where because I have the number. Okay. Phillip Rivers and Matt Ryan are kind of comparable, like a lot more than you would have thought. Phillip Rivers is number 6 all-time in passing yards. Matt Ryan is number 7 all-time in passing yards.
I get the numbers are there.
Matt Ryan, if he would have played this year, likely would have surpassed Ben Roethlisberger for that number 5 spot. He would have been right behind Brett Favre. Now, that's assuming he would have played. But he's ahead of Matt Ryan. He's ahead of Dan Marino. I don't know. Dan Marino didn't win a Super Bowl. Dan Marino got into the league and threw for a kajillion yards and didn't win a Super Bowl. Matt Ryan didn't win a Super Bowl. Phillip Rivers didn't win a Super Bowl. I don't know. I see nowadays throwing the football as much as they do. It's hard to put guys in there just based off of yardage, right?
And he's also going to be trying to enter the Hall of Fame in the same class in the same year as Tom Brady,
ooh,
J.J. Watt.
Ooh.
It's going to be hard initially on the ballot, but his numbers are there. There's no doubt about the numbers. It's just what is the legacy? What puts you over the top? And, you know, it's going to be tough for him, at least on the first couple ballots, I think. He made $303 million.
Not bad. You know what? You don't get it. If someone said NFL Hall of Fame or $303 million, I'd take $303 million, right? Am I crazy? Okay, so there you go. Boy, and you know what? Boston College guy. How many touchdowns did he throw? 421 touchdowns in his career to 200 interceptions. That's not bad at all. Yeah, I put him in.
It's a numbers longevity case, which doesn't always equal Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because it just what was the impact? I mean, he was an All-Pro a few times, but
yeah, he was. Yeah, I don't know. All right. Oh my goodness. Oh, we got stuff to give away, Jeremy. Is that what you said? All right. It's a Monday. You know what that means? Our Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers Play of the Week, as given out this morning by DJ and PK. They gave it out. We'll give you a prize if you can call us right now and be caller number 12, 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-9663. Tell us what DJ and PK gave us their play of the weekend, and then you can be the winner if you're caller number 12. With an impressive lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs, no wonder people are switching to Chevy, your Rocky Mountain Chevy dealers. The winner's going to get an Amazon gift card, so there you go. 801-575-ZONE. Any clues? Jeremy, you feeling generous today?
Of course. We actually, you've heard this highlight already.
Oh. It wasn't a quote by Gary Bettman then? That wasn't the play of the weekend?
That was not that.
Okay.
An actual athletic feat on the court, ice, pitch, whatever you want to say.
I see where you're going here. I already know what it is then. I think, maybe. Is it a basketball situation? Okay. All right. Thank you for the death stare.
Appreciate we played that. Two clips. You got a 50-50 chance, folks, if you listened.
All right. 801-575-ZONE. Tell us what that Rocky Mountain Chevy dealer play of the weekend was. All right. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up for this hour next. Stay with us. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Wrapping up the hour with our picks for the best and worst moments on today's show. As JJ and Alex want to hear your best and worst of the day.
All right, everybody, welcome back. JJ and Alex, 97.5 EKSL Sports Zone. Thanks for being with us. Let me see here. We do the, did you give away a thing?
Of course we did, yeah.
All right. What was the play then?
RSL.
Oh, wasn't, it was the Chicho Arango.
Chicho, yeah.
Brace. See, I thought maybe, just like for a second, maybe it would have been Dame, since we have that tie.
You would think that could be,
Yeah, but.
Not our pick.
Not when DJ and PK, it's their show that they start the pick with. And although I will say, DJ's not the kind of guy that'll go, put my call on there.
Is he though?
Hey, get my call on there. Now maybe, I mean, in the sense of, you know, promoting RSL, then there you go. 4-0 win is nothing to joke about, man.
Yeah, it's a good one. 2 goals, 4-0. Or excuse me, 4-0.
Yeah,
apologies.
Don't mess around. It's a match. It was on pitch, and it was 4-0. Alex will sock you in there, dude.
I know. I'm lucky here.
Was Alex wearing a Raiders hat, too?
Oh, no. RSL.
Oh, it's RSL.
He's repping the soccer.
That's good. I just saw, like, a shield on there, and I thought maybe it was a Raiders shield, and suddenly he became a Raiders fan overnight. I don't know. I don't know what his proclivities are in terms of an NFL team. I know who his MLS team is. All right, let me see here. Best and worst. By the way, our best and worst is always brought to you by Kia, Subaru, Chevy, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, the families of the Doug Smith dealerships in American and Spanish Forks. All right? Great service starts with know-how and nobody knows like Doug. Visit your Doug Smith dealership near you and get the best deal. Tell them to the folks at JJ and Alex sent you. There you go. All right.
What are the best part of you? Well, not the best.
Best
but
part of
most interesting part of you not being here.
Oh wow. Okay. What was it?
Doing those, and I was hoping you'd do it earlier. Your hey, Jeremiah's like it's just not the same. I can't do it.
Hey, listen, I heard the hey Doug. I don't even know if they do that anymore, but I'm gonna keep doing it.
That's what everybody remembers.
Yes,
right?
Of course. All right. The best was from over the weekend. The NCAA board has approved immediate eligibility for multiple time transfers. Plus school assistance for NIL opportunities as long as they are academically eligible. So they're not even pretending anymore on the quote-unquote school assistance for NIL opportunities.
You just got to be progressing toward a degree. Next, yeah. Can you change midseason? That's the next step.
Well.
That's a bit much.
They're not going to – I mean, will they make you pay the money back that they already paid you for NIL? Well, you initially said, oh, thank you so much. This is going to help me toward my nursing degree.
Wink.
And then you go, anyway, going to LSU. I don't know how that works. But obviously this is the way that it's going. The NCAA is a few years behind everybody else with normal brains. The NCAA going, oh, you know what? We're going to approve this. You can have immediate eligibility for multiple transfers. Now, is this going to make our lives a little bit more colorful, so to speak? Yes. I'm here for it, though. It's going to be wild because you will. The question is, we're going to get approvals for mid-season transfers and immediate eligibility. Could you imagine playing against LSU as a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide? Well, no, let's do it like this. Let's say you play for Alabama, and earlier in the season, you played, you know, across your conference, and you played like a Texas. Now, are they in the same division of the SEC? I can't remember.
I'm not sure what their division setup is.
What I'm saying is this. You play in a game against a team earlier in the season, and then later in the year, they're playing against one another in the conference championship game. And you've got Quinn Ewers then playing for Alabama at the end instead of for Texas. Because he goes, hey, I'm going to transfer. I mean, we're one step closer to that. If you think I'm insane, we didn't think we were going to be anywhere near something like this.
Could be regular season to postseason.
Right. That's exactly right. Well, conference championships, no. But bowl games, yes. College football playoffs, yes.
Conference tournament, yeah.
Sure.
Why not?
Why not? And then the worst of the day, and I saw this one, and I've seen it played multiple times. You can't play it, by
no,
the way.
No, we cannot play it. I know. I'm aware of that.
I watched it, and I was like, nah, we won't pull that audio. So an umpire – so, by the way, Aaron Boone, he – if you follow John Boy Media, if you follow John Boy on Twitter or on X, if you do you follow John Boy, you know who John Boy is?
Yeah.
He does all the mouth reading for when guys are ejected. And he's like, he comes over and goes, hey, what the blank did you blankety blank say about that call? And then he'll turn around, he'll go, you heard me. He'll slow it down a little bit. He'll do all the voices and he'll do yes. And it's a lot of cusses because obviously if somebody's getting thrown out of a game, the thing about baseball that needs to catch up is arguing balls and strikes immediately gets you ejected. Like even if you like put your head up like, ooh, bad call. If an ump isn't feeling that day, you're gone. And that's the problem, right? Baseball has an umpiring problem. And today, Aaron Boone, the manager for the Yankees, was going back and forth with the home plate umpire, all right, in their game against the A's. And he says, hey, I don't want to hear any more out of you, okay? Now that you're going to say something else, you're gone, all right? And then Aaron Boone's sitting there, and he's staring off into the field. His mouth is shut totally. He's not even looking at the umpire at this point. He's got his cool aviator shades on. And the umpire looks over and goes, you're gone, you're tossed. And then Aaron Boone goes, what? And sometimes you might look and go, maybe it was a bench coach who said it. It was a fan who was behind Aaron Boone. He's wearing a Yankees hat, and he's all, go blankety blank yourself, ump. Yeah, and he goes, I've had enough, Aaron. You're out of here. And I guess this guy sounded enough like Aaron Boone. And Aaron Boone stands up and goes, I didn't say anything. It's this guy, it's this cat right here. Did the fan get to stay?
I don't know.
He should have been able to because it was obviously Aaron Boone that cussed, not him. The fan who yelled at the ump, and now there's like multiple camera angles of this fan who's on second row of Yankee Stadium giving the umpire the what for, and Aaron Boone gets tossed for it. So if you think that – and by the way, once you've ejected a guy because of the solemnity of the game of baseball – they can't go back and go, oh, it wasn't you? All right, well, then fine, you can stay. Instead, they go, no, I ejected you, and once an ejection is made, it's over with. Baseball, you need to figure your crap out, all right, before you come to Salt Lake full-time, right? Jeremy, you sound like you had an update. Was the fan allowed to stay?
I did not say. I just ran some Twitter. Look, probably not.
It was one of those day games that was less attended, especially in the really, really, really expensive seats down there. So he's like second row. And there were some sparse places around him. They've been easy to find. But if your actions got the manager ejected and because you were harassing the umpire, see, they don't care about you harassing the umpire. It's about whether or not you get your hometown manager getting tossed. So we'll see. All right. Baseball, go home. You're drunk. All right. We will take a break here. We'll come back. We got more around the corner. Just stay right here with us. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.